This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's start with the Royals because I'm curious. You guys can text it on this as well. 913-586-7965.
Oh, I love the answers to this. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody has their bold feeling about this team, good or bad. Bold feeling, whether it's a player, whether it's how the team's going to perform, anything. Give me your boldest take because I have mine for you. And it involves one of the newer members of the Royals here in 2025.
Okay.
All right.
There's several newer members. India?
This is bold, but I don't think it's crazy. I'll let you guys be the judge, I guess, of that. Carlos Estevez will have a career high in saves and be an all-star. And on the surface, you're like, oh, what? Okay.
What's his career high in saves before?
Career high is 31 saves. So 32 is not an insane number. And it all,
it's a good number,
when he had 31, by the way, he was an all-star that year for the Philadelphia Phillies, I believe it was. Phillies, I think it was. So 50% walk rate was cut down. His walk rate was cut down by 50% last year. So that's a huge, huge swing for a player. He's in his 30s, but he's not 38 years old. He's going to be on a team that I think will have the starting pitching to put him in position for a lot of save opportunities.
Yeah,
there should
be some good save win opportunities.
I know. Lucas Urseg is around, but I think they're going to use him in more of a like put out the fire role than a save role. Doesn't mean Urseg won't get saved this year. I also know Estevez is getting the first opportunity to be the closer beginning tomorrow against the Guardians on opening day. So that's kind of my, I don't know if it's a hot take. It's definitely, I think my bold take of the season is Carlos Estevez will have a career high in saves and be an all-star for the Royals.
I think that's what makes it fun. I don't care if you want to call it a hot or bold take. We just want the biggest opinion you have on the Royals this year that you genuinely believe. Look, I considered some others. Did I consider like Jack Caglione be called up by July 1st? Sure, I wanted to say that, but I don't know that I believe it enough, right? I don't know if I believe it with my gut that that's going to be the case. My big take this year is that Michael Massey is getting ready to hit 25 home runs and that will be way more at second base than we would have thought a month ago. I think when all this shook out and they were looking at him at left, looking at India at left, moving the positions around, I think the actual way it's shaken out now is Michael Massey is the almost everyday second baseman. Jonathan India is the almost everyday third baseman, even though he hasn't played third base a single day in the big leagues because he was blocked in Cincinnati. He played short and third in college. Mm-hmm. He can play third base. He's played more third in his career than Michael Massey. And Michael Massey was a gold glove finalist at second base. I mean, he's a guy who can play that position defensively. And I think between that and a few innings in left, not zero, a few innings in left, Massey's going to stay healthy this year, and I think his power potential has always been there. I think Michael Massey's hitting 25 homers. I'm not going to say
25 homers. Yeah, I mean,
that's a lot.
That would be a huge boost to this lineup if all of a sudden they got that kind of production. I'm with you that as far as second base goes, that's going to be the position that he has a chance to get a little bit of a stranglehold on, because I do think Jonathan India has been impressive in spring by all accounts, from talking with Vern, from talking to other people that are out there. We've had Vern on throughout spring training, and he acknowledged Jonathan India at third base looks pretty darn impressive. And so if that's really the case, could that end up being an upgrade at third base defensively to go with the offense that we're all expecting?
Would be. I mean, Michael Garcia was a pretty good third baseman.
Sure.
But I think it doesn't hurt you in that spot.
913-586-7965. You're good, man. You're good. Allergies and stuff, whatever it may be, it gets to everybody.
It's just like a slight cold, and now I got that, like, you know, that tickle where you're just I don't want to cough every time I try to say five words into the microphone. Yeah. Please, go ahead.
No, you're good. What is yours, Drew? So Cody's going with Massey, second base majority of the season, 25 homers. I'm going with Carlos Estevez.
I don't even know if this is a
career high in saves in an all-star appearance. What about you?
I don't know if this is a bold take or not, but I'm going to say Q wins manager of the year. I know he was close last year.
Really,
I know
this year.
He probably got screwed out of it actually last year.
Yeah, last year was his best shot. I think what's the criteria? How do you see him getting there?
I believe, if I remember correctly, the Brewers manager, I forget his name,
There's no reason to know the Brewers manager.
Nobody knows his name.
I believe the Brewers manager won last year, correct, for the NL.
For the NL. And the AL was the Guardians.
Which I still think is nonsense, because they were a 91 team the year before.
I think that exactly actually might be the reason why he might win it, is because the argument against it was, well, the Guardians were good before he was anyways, where I think if you put back-to-back seasons of 85 plus 87 plus 90 plus win season, if you go back to back with, if they win the division and let's say they get to 91 wins, I think he should be your manager of the year for taking the Royals to back to back postseasons, for winning the division and upping the ante. I think the reason they gave it to vote last year was because they were just as good as they were the year before with him being the manager. Why can't Q win it for going back to back years? Even though he was the manager last year, I think it's more impressive.
Yeah, I don't think it's a hot take. It would, in my opinion,
I don't know if it's hot enough to be considered a hot take.
No, these are just bold takes. Bold takes. Sure. So we'll read some from the text line as well. Bold takes. I think that's fairly bold, because it definitively requires them to win a division. We agree, right?
They
have to win the division for that.
Because I don't even know that, like, 90 wins and second place in the AL Central necessarily gets it done, unless it's this like goulash, as we've said before, of AL teams in which nobody stood out. Maybe
he, I think, would have to win the division, and even then, it depends what happened in another division. Did some other team have a surprise year, Drew, in another division? You know, hell, if the Boston Red Sox won the AL East, I could see Alex Cora, right?
Yeah,
that's over there.
I think so.
He would probably be even manager of the year, considering just the bounce back for that franchise.
And the way people still view it, right?
So that's tough, but that's why they're bold takes. Here's a couple other ones from the text line. 913-586-7965. Someone says that the Royals win 95 games and the division, and Bobby wins MVP. So coupled with the two, look, that's correlation. We call that correlation. You know, Bobby wins MVP, the chances of the 95 wins, the Royals winning 95 games in the division probably does mean Bobby is MVP. So the correlation works.
Yeah. Those two actually do kind of line up pretty good. Someone says Jonathan India to lead the league in runs scored.
Ooh.
Told us last week it was plus 20,000 down to plus 10,000.
You did text her. I remember that.
I'll give him credit. Mm-hmm. The odds have been cut in half.
They are. We looked it up. I remember that convo we had, and it is the same texter, and the issue we found was, to lead the majors, Shohei Ohtani last year had like 40 or 50 more than everybody else. It was something like that, and that was the problem.
But we talk about like players who haven't stayed healthy for an entire season. Shohei gets to play in the field, but like something has gone wrong with Shohei's body every year he's been in the bigs. So, and look, I don't know his injury history back in Japan. Can't speak to it. I'm just saying, like, sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's just pitching, and pitching doesn't affect, but like, and it'd be pretty rare to have an injury that would keep you from being a position player, but not a pitcher. So like, it'd be weird if he's like, I only pitch this year now. That's probably not going to happen. So like, if he's hurt, it's like hurt across the board. It's a long shot, but hey, look, long shot bets are for a reason. And the argument for India is obvious. You have Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino, and Bobby Wood Jr., who were 100 RBI guys last year. I know Vinny, I'm rounding up for his sake, because he would have been had he been in there. And I heard Ryan Lefevre on The Drive yesterday, who will join us out from Gate D tomorrow, point out the thing about Vinny that is very true. There are hitters who understand how to drive in a run. He was making the comparison to MJ Melendez, which was somebody else's bold take, by the way, that said he was going to be DFA'd by the middle of summer, is that he had, you know, like he had just as many, like they had a similar number of home runs. He drove in half as many runs as Vinny. So like MJ Melendez, this stat was nuts to me yesterday from Ryan LaFever. MJ Melendez drove in 12 runs last year that were not home runs. You got to be better at getting RBI than that.
Right. Can't just be about trying to hit the ball over the fence.
And that's like the argument for India is that Vinny will get you home. He gets on base, Vinny will get you home.
A few other ones from the text line. Someone says bold take. Now this is, again, bold takes can be positive and they could be negative. This one a little more on the negative side from the 6-2-0 says bold take is they take a step back. The texter says rotation will not be tops in the league. Lineup outside of Bobby will regress. 78-84 missed the playoffs. That's on the other hand. On the other side of the bold takes, someone else says last team to be shut out this year. Royals are 24-1 that they will be the last team to be shut out.
Ooh,
that's a bet you can do. It's a fun bet you can do. Yes.
So yeah, I just
no like, shutouts in the first month of the season. What's crazy?
If you had said Bobby MVP last year, I actually feel like that would have been a pretty bold take. You say it this year, I'm like, that's a pretty medium take.
He's the favorite.
I don't know bolds. That's like that's not even like. That's like regular Chex Mix, not the bold and zesty or whatever, right? You're not.
Yeah.
Like, crazy enough, it's just not that big of a stance again because it does appear like he's going to do that. Not saying you can't say that that's your biggest one. Maybe you don't have any other bold ones.
Yeah, there's some other ones that are, I think are predictions more than they are bold ones. Someone says Salvi will get to 300 home runs this year. That's only 27 home runs. So, I mean, that's not that crazy to think Salvador Perez can hit 27 home runs here in 2025.
No, but like he does have years where he hits less than that. And he has years that he hits more. So, okay. I think they were just putting around the idea that he gets to the 300 number, which is a big one for Hall of Fame stuff.
This one's very bold from the 816 says, Mikel Garcia will lead the American League in stolen bases. He finished third last year. I worry about the playing time aspect of that. I would worry about that. But that is bold. That is a bold one. He didn't have enough last year. And then now playing time could be in question. I think it could be really tough to get to the AL lead in stolen bases.
From the 816, MJ has over 1,400 at-bats. Tired of the apologists, but the Royals are too loyal sometimes. Had over. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not a prediction. He's just responding to you.
I was like, hey, I have 1,400. Yeah, no. I told you yesterday we did the, like, pick your poison. Who do you think has the biggest season? That's why you're not surprised to find out my bold take is Michael Massey. But, like, I don't think it's crazy to think that the Royals, like what my secondary bold take, you have Estevez in there. My secondary bold take is that the Royals have a top five bullpen in Major League Baseball at the end of the year. Like that's, I think that is a realistic thing that very well could happen. That would go right in line with your thing. But if I start looking at the arms that they possess inside that bullpen, that's not a crazy way to think about the Royals this year. And that could really be something that guides them.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.